Welcome to Living Your Best Life, Power of Mindset. It's Layla Letitia with another episode to help you transform your life by monitoring and managing your mindset. If you're ready to transform, check out the next episode.
Today's topic is going to be failure. Welcome, welcome. I am Layla Letitia, and welcome to the next episode of Living Your Best Life, the Power of Mindset podcast. Today, we're going to talk about something that we all struggle with, which is failure, failure, failure. Now, the truth of the matter is, you know, there has always been a really, really, really big stigma about failure, that it is a bad thing, that you lack something, you didn't do something right, you know, all these things that have to do with bad, 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 bad. And when we feel like we do things bad, what does it do? We get anxiety, we get stressed out, you know, it's really, really, really a rough thing to deal with this term called failure, you know? So it's like, if you fail, then you lose. But is that right, you know? And truthfully, that is completely wrong. Failures are not failures at all. They are learning opportunities. Whenever I talk to someone and they say, oh, I did this, it didn't work out, and I always say, what can you learn from that situation, you know? So truthfully, when you win or you learn, there is no fail, right? And the sooner you embrace this concept, it's the better. The moment that you realize that you can try and fail and that everything will be okay, then you're able to live and create your life and be free. Be more free, you know? Be really, really free. Now, how do you embrace or bounce back from failure, right? Like, how do you embrace failure or bounce, you know, back from failure? You know, there is always a way to stop fear and failure in its tracks and, you know, to use that time more productively, right? You know, now the way that you will stop worrying is to embrace that failure, you know, to give it a hug, you know, give it a hug and to give it love. You know, don't try to push it away. Don't try to be resentful of it. Just embrace it and show it some love. So whenever it is that you're worried that this is going to happen or whatever failure means to you, resolve to accept it should it happen. And I want you to emotionally detach. So how I want you to bounce back from failure is what I want you to define. What if? What if? What happens if you fail? So when I first started coaching, I would like, you know, pay for all these programs where they'll say, you know, take my course for $9.97 and I can guarantee that you'll make $5,000 in the first month, you know? So you take it and you follow all the steps exactly how the presenter is telling you to do it. And guess what? That month comes and guess what? You don't have $5,000 in your account. Now, to me, when I pay for these courses, what will happen if I don't make the $5,000? And what I realize is that, you know what? I just won't have $5,000 extra in my bank, you know? And so, you know, for me, I'm not counting on that $5,000. So for me, if I make it, there is no harm. If I make it, then I'm happy, you know? So if I make it or don't make it, I resolve to accept it, right? So the fact that I didn't make it, I don't say, oh my gosh, you know, I totally thought I followed, you know, this person's steps, you know, exactly, you know, did what they told me to do. And how come I don't have this $5,000? But I accepted that, you know, that program was designed for that person. And yes, it worked for them exactly the way it was supposed to work for them. It just doesn't mean that it's going to work that way for me, right? So, you know, I accept it. And I emotionally detach. You know, the one thing I always tell myself is whenever something does not go my way, the first thing I say is, you know what? There's no emotions with this. And I detach from it. And I just tell myself, what can I do different? What did I learn, right? Now, once you take these three components about asking yourself, what if, what will happen if you fail, learn how to accept your failure, and learn how to emotionally detach, then the stress and the anxiety will go away. And failure is going to become so, so, so less scary to you, right? And you're going to always see that a setback or something doesn't go your way, you're always going to have in your head that, hey, what can I learn from it? That's the first thing you're going to think about, is like, what can I learn from it, right? And according to Robert Keegan, a Harvard psychologist, the only way to truly experience the highest levels of transformation is to detach from the need for specific outcomes. So I am challenging you today, guys, to detach from specific outcomes and to remember that failure is not failure at all. It is an opportunity to learn. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Failure. And guess what? There is no failure. There is no fail and fail, right? We can always learn from a setback or what we consider a failure and level your mindset. So practice those three things and you'll be able to embrace failure. Have a great day. See you next episode.